You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Now we are getting into our family focus, the mind of a man, provoke not your children. And we are joined in the line by Pastor Ephraim Mutoya. Now, stating the roles of different family members, Paul enjoins the fathers. And I think the fathers are listening at this particular point when he says, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonishing of the Lord. That is Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4. Now, the word provoke there literally means to call forth, hence to excite or to stir up. And that's what we want to understand. What does that exactly mean, especially for fathers? What does that exactly mean when Paul says, do not provoke? In other words, do not call forth, do not excite, do not stir up. That's what we're getting into right now. And our pastor is on the line. Funise, good morning.
Morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. And how is you?
I'm blessed indeed.
The Lord is really good. Did you wake up well this morning?
Exactly. The Lord has been good to me.
Fantastic. Really appreciate your time. Now, I just want to start here, Pastor. We're talking about provoke not your children, right? But do parents really provoke their children?
Oh, yes. Many times, actually.
How is it?
Yeah, many times, actually. And sometimes the reason probably we don't see it much is because of two things. One, that sometimes, you know, parents feel they are too big to apologize to their children.
Yeah.
They have realized they've made the mistakes. Then two, also, because of our culture, for example, in Africa, our culture is you don't talk when, you know, you have something to even say to your father or your mother. In other words, in Africa, we are taught that there's no way your parents can make a mistake. There's no way your parents can make a mistake. Yes. Even myself, I teach even my children to say, you can't tell a big man to say, no, you told me a lie last
definitely
time. You know. So this is the culture we are in. And so because of that, that's why we don't really see it, that that parents can provoke their children. But the truth of the matter is that parents can provoke their children. It's very, very sure. And then also, when you talk to the young people, that's where you really see that they have issues within them which they are not airing out. So the answer I want to give to you is that yes, it's possible for the parents to provoke their children.
That explains it. And I think a lot of children find it very difficult to even talk to their parents on some of the things. So, but there's a question here, Pastor, that says, why is the instruction then given to fathers specifically? Are we saying that fathers are the ones that are a little bit of a problem?
The answer is yes.
Ah, Pastor.
Most of the time, it's the fathers. That's why you find because you see, the setting we have is that the father is the one to give discipline.
Yeah.
Yes. And then the mother is giving the love.
Yeah.
And then the father the discipline. So that's why here the instructions went specifically to the fathers, because it's the fathers. You find in certain homes, a child will make a mistake, the mother will say, you wait for your father to come.
Yes.
When your father comes, then he'll take care of this.
Yeah.
He is going to discipline you. So that is usually the father with the stick. In the olden days, we would say even where there is no stick, with the belt. Mothers don't have belts. Mothers have nice scones.
Sweet
mothers
things.
Mothers have nice fruits and so on. But when it comes to the belt, it's always with the father. So that's where the issue is. And that's why even here, it's specifically addressing
the fathers, yes.
Because this is their need. Just like you see, the first three verses is addressing the child to say, honor your parents.
Yes.
But here, in honoring your parents, another counsel comes to the parent now, who is the father, to say, no, do not provoke your children to anger.
Yeah. Okay. Is the fathers, I suppose, just trying to talk on behalf of the fathers here, since they have the stick, is there a way in which they can maybe administer the stick in such a way that it's not provocative to the child? In other words, are fathers, you know, have that Christian duty to carry the stick, or fathers should just throw away the stick?
Fathers should not throw away the stick, because the Bible is very clear that you throw away the stick, you spoil the child.
Yeah.
The Bible is very clear that it's only the stick that drives away the foolishness in the children.
Yes.
The Bible is very clear that to a child whom you love, you should discipline.
Yeah.
So the stick is something that the father should not throw away.
Yeah.
But remember, here it is saying, don't provoke your child to anger.
Yes.
But then that the verse doesn't end there.
Yes.
I think if we are to do justice even to this program, we shouldn't end the verse there.
Yes.
The verse says, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord.
Yes.
Which means the stick should not be used to bring about a result that does not in any way have anything to do with the training and admonition of the Lord.
Yeah.
So, for example, I would use one word here.
Yeah.
If this father is unreasonable.
Yeah.
In the way he is applying the stick.
Yes.
Then that is not in the training and admonition of the Lord.
I see.
Maybe I could use another word.
Yeah.
If this father.
Yeah.
Is actually throwing away his own anger and frustrations and his fears upon the child.
Yes.
Then that is not wise. It is not training and admonition.
Yes.
In the Lord.
Yes.
In other words, the stick should be used to discipline.
Yes.
The stick should be used to help this particular person say, no, not this way, not that way.
Yes.
By the way, do you know, my brother, that actually when you get even into Psalm 23, David says, you know, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. He's literally talking about the stick that comforts me.
Yeah.
Why? Because he says, you being my shepherd,
There's
a way you use my stick.
Yeah.
To the extent that once the stick is used, then you realize that the cup will overflow.
Yeah.
Goodness and mercy will follow this child.
Yeah.
Why? Because the stick was used properly.
Yes.
So
sometimes
I could be with my wife.
Yeah.
And we have problems with my wife.
Yeah.
And on that day, the child would do a problem that requires discipline at level one.
Yeah.
But I will come not with the discipline, but with punishment at level 10.
Yeah.
Not because of what the child has done.
Yeah.
But because I cannot face my wife.
Yes.
But now I'm able to do anything that I want to this child because the child is small in stature.
Yeah.
And then the child cannot fight back because I am the father.
Yeah.
So those are some of the issues that bring about a challenge.
That makes sense. Now, what is the consequence then, Pastor, of provoking your child or your children, especially as fathers, since we are saying, look, you need to administer that rod with love. That's what I'm getting from the message that you said. But what is then the consequence if you then provoke them?
The consequence is that they will develop bitterness.
Yes.
They will develop bitterness.
Sure.
Uh-huh. So that That's the consequence. They'll develop bitterness. So within the child, there'll be bitterness.
Yes.
So the child will be bitter against the father.
Yeah.
The child will be bitter. Remember, it says, don't provoke them to anger.
Yes.
Now, this anger, when it persists, then it comes about with resentment.
Yes.
And with bitterness.
Yes.
And the child may have the unforgiving spirit.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Because of these things. And that may not only be towards the father, but it may be towards every male.
Eish.
So you realize that with that, what you thought you were doing, actually the results will be the opposite.
Yeah.
This child will be totally rebellious towards authority.
Yeah.
Instead of honoring authority at the workplace, in the society, in the community, at church, at school, wherever it is, instead of honoring authority, the child will always want to take their own way.
Mm.
In their attitude, they will go their own way.
Mm.
Some of them, by the way, they are these children that will grow up in the home and they are quiet.
Mm.
And even when they go out there, they are quiet.
Mm.
But look at their attitude. Look at what they do. In their quiet, they don't say back negative things to people in authority.
Yeah.
But when you look at their attitude, you're able to tell that there is something which is unresolved trauma in their life.
Yeah.
There's something which is an emotional baggage in their life that was not handled.
Yeah.
And now it's expressing itself in their adult life.
Yes.
It's expressing itself in their interpersonal relationship.
Yes.
It's expressing itself in their career.
Yes.
It's expressing itself to the extent that did you know that some of these unresolved trauma can choke their gifts, their giftedness, can choke their ministry, can choke their calling, can choke that which should have given them a future.
Sure.
So those are some of the consequences that are there.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you that as a counselor, I have found a number of people, some of the things they are suffering from, even in their marriages and so on, are as a result of unresolved trauma.
Sure.
Issues that happened when they were still young.
Mm.
And this emotional baggage is just with them. It's just with them. Yes, it's just them. So this is where the challenge is.
Mm.
Yeah, the challenge is. So I can actually pick any adult.
Yeah.
Ask them a number of questions, and I'm able to know that the way they are behaving is as a result of their childhood.
Yeah.
And partly as a result the way the father treated them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And those are the things that have changed. I've actually one gentleman, a workmate, and there is a way he behaves. All the time he's complaining that people don't see his authority, that people don't respect him, that he's in that position. But later I realized it was because in his childhood, the people that raised him, the father couldn't raise him, and so polygamous kind of arrangement, so the mother was to take care of that, and the mother kept moving him from one brother of hers to another brother, and some of those brothers, they ill-treated him and told him he was nothing, he was useless, and told him his father was useless just like him, and he has desired in his life that he doesn't want to be like the father. Two, he thinks people still treat him that he's nothing and useless.
Sure.
And so he overreacts, and so he chokes his leadership wisdom because of overreacting. So I want to say that the consequences, they go beyond the time this child will be in your home as a father.
Yeah.
The consequences go even to their school. The consequences go even to the time they'll be working. The consequences go even into their marriage.
Mm.
And worse off, the consequences also will be seen in the way they will also be training their children.
Sure. You've given us things to think about there, Pastor, that the effects are actually not just short term, but this might affect even the child in their marriage. Sure. That's really interesting. Thank you so much, Pastor, for joining us this evening. We've just run out of time and really appreciate your time.
It's always a pleasure, and may God richly bless you.
Please thank you so much. Alive. May He bless you too. That was our pastor talking to us this morning about do not provoke your children, saying that the effects of that are actually far reaching than just you provoking them. Now, you might just be killing their confidence. You might just be affecting their marriages. Hey, that's deep.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.